Like most English majors, I went to graduate school because I wanted to read everything. But I've had to change my definition of what it means to read something. So I study the 18th century Gothic novel, which are essentially supernatural romance novels from 200 years ago. And if there's one thing that has not changed about supernatural romance novels in that time, it's that they come in bulk. Most scholars study a manageable number of books by key authors like Anne Radcliffe and Matthew Lewis. And they do great work teasing apart how those two authors write differently from each other. Sometimes, however, they take those observations about Anne Radcliffe and Matthew Lewis, and they try to define the genre as a whole, saying, this is the female Gothic, so that must be the male Gothic. And that's where my research steps in to say, are you sure? In order to take a look at a much wider range of books, I've tracked down bibliographies that tell me not just when and where a book was published, but what happens in it. I've taken these resources and created a spreadsheet with subgenres and plot summaries for roughly 600 Gothic novels. But my most exciting results so far come from 208 books for which I have a list of motifs. I looked at 70 motifs that appeared in at least 20 novels, things like shipwreck and apparent peasant of noble demeanor. And I tried to see which of these motifs, if any of them, could be used to tell the difference between books by men and books by women. By now, you've probably noticed that one of my pie charts here is just a green circle. The difference between the two colors in each chart directly reflects the difference between the percentages. And in the case of dueling, there is no difference. If you know that a book has a duel in it, you don't know anything about whether its author was more likely to be a man or a woman. And in fact, more than half of my charts turned out to be vaguely greenish circles. There were only two motifs that turned out to be strongly female-dominated, libertines and miniature portraits. That makes it even more interesting, though, that there were almost 30 motifs that were strongly male-dominated, not all of them the kinds of things a scholar of the Gothic would expect. Lots of dungeons, lots of demons, but also lots of letters being written, and lots of caves. So a lot has been written about the female Gothic, but what my research suggests is that if you look beyond the most famous authors, most women's writing falls into a non-gendered Gothic mainstream. Instead, if we want to study a subgroup of authors whose writing has been very shaped by their gender, we need to pay attention to the male Gothic. Studying at a very large scale has allowed me to see that not all contrasts are perfect binaries. Thank you very much.